Hello, good morning.
Hi, Khaled. It's Nadine Medina. How are you?
Hey.
With Local Splash.
Good
Happy
morning.
Monday.
You caught me at a great time. Yeah. Top of the morning.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Usually Mondays are kind of crazy, but I'm glad I got you at a good time, though.
Yeah,
so,
you did definitely give me a good time. I have my wife right here with me. And,
good.
I'm going to put you on speaker. So
awesome.
All...
What's her name?
Christina.
Christina. Okay. Beautiful. Hi, Christina. How are you? Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. My name is Nadine Medina, by the way. I'm glad that I'm able to speak with both of you because I think that's important, you know, since it's a decision you guys make together, right? And in case you have any questions.
Yes.
So I know Khaled, you had spoken with Lulu, right? My representative. And
she had
gone over the basics with you in the past, you know, and so I'm taking a look at the notes, right? And I know, I don't know if you recall, you and I had spoken, in fact, a few weeks before that regarding the first page placement, right? And I know at the time you're just kind of busy. So, I wanted to kind of go over everything with you more in detail. Okay.
Sure.
Now, as far as with the business right now, you know, what goals are you guys trying to achieve? You know, I know this year is almost halfway through, but anything in particular that you would say is a goal that you've set?
I'm trying to get more, you know, obviously I want to be on the first page of Google. And, you know, people look up for AC repairs or, you know, installation. I want to be there on the first page so they find me, obviously. And,
right.
You know, that's mainly it. I just want to get more recognition, you know.
Got it.
We're a small
Got
company.
It.
We're growing. You know, it's myself. And
you
know, I do have two other guys on my team. But, you know, I bring those guys on depending on the level or scope of work at hand. If it's a small job, I take care of it myself. If it's a big job, you know, then I pull them into it. We do a lot of installations, mainly in the ductless AC field.
Okay.
And majority of our service and repairs, it's central air or, you know, we do package systems. And, I do have a shop where I take, TPAC units, TPAC units, and, you know, that's something that we also offer that service. Not a lot of companies do it, but we do it.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now I see the Google My Business profile page. Good job on that. I'm assuming, did you guys pin verify yourself, the business itself, you and your wife? Or was that?
I did.
Okay. Great first step. I mean, that's really the first step. What we would be doing is the programming that goes behind it. And you have 5-star Google reviews on there. So great job, you know. And then I see the Google My Business website as well. What about Facebook? Do you currently have a Facebook page for the business?
Yeah, well, that's something I didn't do as yet. I didn't do any social media, no Facebook, no Instagram, because it was sort of kind of waiting on, you know, maybe you guys. I think that's something that you guys spearhead. So
yes. As long as
that would conflict that.
Okay, not a problem. Now, you do have like a personal Facebook page. One of you
do. I do.
One of you.
Yeah,
okay.
I do have a personal.
And then, in the notes, so as I'm looking back and just to kind of confirm, because I know sometimes things change, right? So it looks like you guys are targeting between a 20 to a 25 mile radius, correct? For potential clients. Okay.
Yes.
And that's from your current location. You do both residential and commercial. And then currently, where would you say you're getting the majority of your leads from? Or is it more word of mouth?
I was paying Angie leads at one point, and then I started kind of see that like I was bleeding money more than I was making, so I cut it out.
Okay.
And, so yeah, that's where I got some of my main leads from Evangeline.
Okay. Was it fair to say that during the time when you were utilizing the lead service program, were you at least making enough money to, I would say, get that return on what you were investing with them? Did you at least make your money back?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
I was getting a lot of calls in, and majority of them, I think are recurring leads that they had in their system or something, because some people already had their stuff taken care of. They already spoke to somebody else, things like that. And when you try to get credited back, your money, they're telling you there's nothing they can do. So that's money
right
down the drain. So
okay.
I don't think a lead program was like the best thing for me, you know?
Right.
I tried it out for a few months. I mean, I did gain one or two clients, off of it. Going to be my client moving forward, but it's only like maybe like what 10 people out of that.
Right. Okay. So, we offer several packages, and I think right now the most beneficial one for you to start would be our Google and Facebook marketing. I want to explain how each component works, so this way you kind of have a better understanding of the coverage, right?
Okay.
Now, when you look at the local listing, right, on the first page, that's going to put you in your zip code, and it'll cover about a 15 to 20 mile radius, okay?
Okay.
Depending on the area.
Mm-hmm.
When, in order for you to target outside of that, right, you would have to do one of two things, and that would either be you guys running Google ads or Facebook ads. Google
mm-hmm.
ads, I'll be transparent, they work, but I would offer Google ads to you if you were targeting, let's say, 50 miles, right? Then I would recommend doing
mm-hmm.
the Google ads, because
mm-hmm.
with Google ads, you could choose specific zip codes, you could choose by county, you could choose to cover a mile radius, even up to 100 miles if you wanted. And the Google ads, though, they run on a rotation, right?
Okay.
So the other option would be running Facebook ads. Facebook ads, a lot of our clients have seen really great results. And if you've ever seen a Facebook ad, right, which I'm sure you guys probably have when you've been on Facebook, you see an ad pop up. It could have been something that you searched in the past.
Yeah.
Right. And it's so funny because my husband does dialysis, and I was looking for the number to his dialysis center one day, and now it doesn't matter if I'm on Facebook looking at someone's pictures or looking at a story.
Mm-hmm.
I get these Fresenius Kidney Care ads popping up now, and it's because they targeted me by interest, right?
Exactly.
So that's how, and that's how the Facebook ads work.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is really taken off, so Facebook ads, you can cover up to 50 miles. We could either make them unique to target an audience by interest, income
mm-hmm.
levels, or by location. So that's
okay.
why I would recommend going with our Google and Facebook marketing. Now, I believe when we had spoken, I had discounted it for you, and I can still honor that rate. You guys would be looking at a flat rate of $299 a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it comes with a one-time setup fee, okay, which is $99. That's to cover all of the programming.
Okay.
So it would make your initial investment to get started $398, and
mm-hmm.
then every month after that would then be $299 a month. All we ask is for a two-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. Now that's going to What we're going to do is we're going to optimize the current business page that you have, and we're going to optimize it to the first page and maintain it there by your keywords and keyword phrases, okay?
Okay.
We will also create content for you on Bing. We'll submit you to popular directories. So we're going to create your business Facebook page through your personal one so that you still have access to it, and we'll
mm-hmm.
run the Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
We're going to list you on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, which are just to name a few of the directories that we will list you on, but the most popular ones. And then your website will ensure that that website is attached where you're listing your business. If
mm-hmm.
you're not too happy with that website, we can create you a new one. It's included. It is your option. but mm-hmm. we can create your website that is Google compliant and mobile friendly.
Okay.
So you have that option. Either you can keep the one that you currently have, the Google My Business one, or we can create a new one for you. In fact, are we speaking on your cell phone right now?
Yes, you are.
By chance? Okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you both, so this way you can take a look at it, the mm-hmm. layout of the website, just to kind of have an idea of how it would look. It's a one-page, five-tab, but it also has an option. It's an added feature that we started this new year. I don't know, like, what kind of payments you take from your clients, but mm-hmm. what we did start is if you have, like, a business PayPal account, we mm-hmm. can integrate it into the website so your clients can now start making payments through your website.
Oh, great.
They can either pay with their Venmo, their PayPal account, or even with a credit or debit, and it's linked to your business PayPal account, so it'll go directly to your PayPal. I just sent you the example of a website. Like I said, it's a mm-hmm. one-page, five-tab. We do customize websites, but those go along more with, like, the bigger packages that includes both mm-hmm. Google as well as the Facebook ads.
Yeah,
I can go over, yeah, and I can go over that with you guys just so you know, mm-hmm. like, in the future, if it's something you wanted to upgrade to later on. I mean, you always can. Now, with this, we will also include in this program the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll give you exposure on mobile devices, and that would include covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So pretty much, we are covering all of your bases.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you both think so far?
So, just a question. What turnaround can we expect from this? You know,
like the timeline. Like when will you start seeing yourself listed? Right? When are you going to start getting
yes.
calls? Absolutely.
Yes.
Great question, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
So with our timeline, and I always share it because I like to be very transparent. You, as you both know, Google doesn't happen overnight, right? I wish we had a
right.
Google light switch we could flip on and you're there.
I know. Yes.
You know, it would be great, right? So, because we are a channel partner, we get things done in a timely manner. Now, once we create the account, meaning we go over creating the account, we also set up what's called a client interview. Okay, that'll be conducted with one of our technicians. The client interview is where I like to say the magic is going to happen. They're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you both about the Facebook ads, talking to you about your keywords, and so forth. From there, we're getting moving. Okay, so with our timeline, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories. We're also going to be sending you an email with your login credentials to your client dashboard. So you're going to be able to track all of your results with our program. See the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you received, view all your listings, how many phone calls you got from new customers. So you'll be able to track your results. Now, within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be up and running. If you wanted us to create that website, the website would be also completed within 7 to 14 days, and we would send it to you to review to let us know if you have any changes that need to be made, of course, before it goes live, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as with the local listing, okay, it can take between 30 to 45 days, and that is listed in our terms and conditions. I have, at times, seen where it's happened sooner, okay? In your case, because you guys are already PIN verified, it is a matter of you adding us on as managers to your profile page so that way we can manage it, right? So I could see it possibly happening sooner for you. However, because we know it's important for you guys to start getting those calls as quickly as possible is why we have the Facebook ads up and running within the 7 to 14 days, okay?
Right.
But that is our timeline. Now, as these things are being completed, when you're live in the Facebook ads, in the local map, when you're live in the directories, we're going to be sending you notifications to keep you in the loop of what's going on, okay? But that is our timeline. Within the 30 to 45 days is for the local listing on the first page. That tends to take a little longer. But in your case, like I said, it could happen sooner because it's not like we're waiting for the PIN code, right? You guys have already done that first step.
Right.
So that's the timeline that you would be looking at. And of course, you're still being able to track, you know, all of your results. We're consistently managing your account because we work on a month-to-month basis. It's really, we're earning your business, right? Month in and month
right.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as long as you're successful with the program, it's going to equal our success just as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
the other option, just so you guys know, the other option that you could go with is we have a package. It's our VIP package. And that VIP package includes both Google Ads as well as the Facebook ads. Okay. That option, and again, with the Google Ads, you would be looking at a turnaround of 7 to 14 days. The Google Ads would be listed and up and running. If you went with that package, you know, just so you kind of know what that pricing is, I'm just applying the discount for you guys. Now, let's take a look here. Let's see. So if you went with that package, then you would be looking for that one at a flat rate of, it looks like here, let me see. You would be looking at $549 a month. And that would include the Google Ads and the Facebook Ads. But that package, I'll be very transparent, is on a 4-month verbal commitment, is what they ask for. So just so you know, there's always that option for you guys. Even if you don't do it now, it doesn't mean you can't upgrade later on to include Google Ads. You can do that at any time at your disclosure.
What? I'm sorry, I have to step away for a few.
It's
seconds.
Okay.
the last one that you talked about, the last package for five
yeah.
something. What's
yeah, 540. That one is $549 a month with the $99 setup fee. So that one includes
uh-huh.
the Google and Facebook ads. So everything
okay.
that's included in the other package, but it also includes Google ads. That one's on a 4-month verbal commitment. That's the difference is because it includes the Google ads as well. And that one would be $549 a month.
Okay. And the first one was just Google.
Instead of it having Google ads, it's going to have the Facebook ads, right?
Facebook ads. Okay, okay.
Yeah. But I just wanted you guys to know your options, right? You know, because
mm-hmm. –
I'm sorry, Henry,
yeah.
you had a question?
I'm sorry. No, I'm a little bit more of a visual person. So, like, is there something that you could share that has, like, a breakdown of what we get with this $299 per month?
Absolutely, absolutely. What is the best? I'm the same way, you know.
Yeah.
I like to see it in
no,
front of
I'm,
me.
You know, I'm writing my notes, but I just want to be sure that I haven't missed something that you said.
Of
you know.
Course, of
yeah.
course. Let's do this. What's the best email for you?
It's Christina with no H, so C R I S T I N A.
Uh huh.
Period.
Uh huh.
Ram the wrong. R A. M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, A-R-I, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, at gmail.com.
Okay. How do you pronounce that?
Ranmarine.
Ranmarine, okay. And it's R-A-M, N as in Nancy, A-R-I, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to send you, in fact, I'm going to be sending you two emails.
Okay,
the first email that I'm going to send you is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have everything outlined that we just went over with the pricing, everything that's included, and then I'm still going to put the example of the website just so you have it, okay? And
right.
both emails are going to be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, okay? The second email that I'm sending you, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard analytics. Okay. That's going to give you an overview of the reporting system. So that way you kind of have an idea of how the reports will look on how you track your success with us. Okay. I mean, from the two packages, what do you guys feel most comfortable with? If it was up to me, I would say the, you know, the Google and Facebook marketing.
Right, yeah. Definitely that. And, you know, for starters, especially because we are starting out.
Right.
And you said that's a two-month commitment, verbal commitment. Right?
Yes, verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. So, like, for example, today for you guys to get started, you would be paying the $398. Your next
right.
payment would not be until the 23rd of June, and that's when you would pay the $299. Okay, I even okay. read it in what's called a voice verification recording, which is for your guys' protection. It outlines the service agreement. It goes over the billing. It goes over the billing date. And then from there, once you've completed your two-month verbal agreement, it just continues to be a recurring payment every 23rd of the month. It's on a month-to-month basis, right? Let's
right.
say you guys got super busy. You were just, like, slammed for months, right? Or you want to cancel. You have an option where you could either suspend or cancel your account. All we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not incurring any charges. Okay?
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
There's no cancellation fee.
Okay.
There's no taxes. It'll always be at that flat rate of $299 a month for as long as you're with us. That price
okay.
will never change on you. Okay?
Right.
The only time it'll change, Christina, is if, let's say, your colleague called in and said, I want to upgrade to the Google ads, you know, or I want to start allocating more money to my Facebook ads. That's when the price would change on you, is if you called us because you wanted, you know, to add an additional additional marketing on there or allocate more money, right? That's the
right.
only time it would change on you guys. And I definitely
okay.
think, I'll tell you, I want you to take a look at when we compare the Facebook ads to the Google ads, right? The Facebook ads across all industries is a 9% conversion rate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Google ads across all industries is a 4% conversion rate. So Facebook ads is almost doubled compared to Google ads. And that's why I mm-hmm. recommend that you guys go with this package, especially because you're within that 20 to 25 mile radius, right? Again,
yeah.
if you guys were going 50 miles or further, then I would lean more towards, okay, you guys should do the Google ads.
Mm-hmm.
But in your case, I definitely think that this first package is going to be the most beneficial
right
for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I did send you both emails. Okay?
Okay. So we'll go through that. And then when do you need us to – hello?
I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I thought I heard feedback.
It was my Apple Watch.
Oh.
It was like as Siri started talking. I'm like, I wasn't talking
I
to you, Siri.
She wants to be a part of this.
Yeah, exactly. You know this darn watch, I swear.
Yeah. So, yeah, when would you need us to get back to you, you know, to get started?
As soon as you guys are ready. I mean, I know it's something you, I want you guys to look over the email, right? And I know in a marriage, you know, and I'm married too, you know, it's kind of something you guys want to talk about amongst each other, right? Without me being
yes.
on the call. So, right. And, you know, and I'll tell you, I mean, really the price is always going to stay the same. I'll always honor that price for you guys. I mean, I definitely think you guys are really a great fit, you know, and one of the major benefits, and I will tell you this, is that the listing, when it's exclusive, what we mean by that is that once we begin to work with you guys, okay, on that first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category, okay, meaning
yeah.
we're not going to turn around and sign up your competitors because it would be like we're working against ourselves, okay?
Yep.
You guys definitely qualify. I would love to work with you guys. I can put a soft hold on it through the end of the day today. I don't
mm-hmm.
know, you know, how much time you guys need, but you have my contact information there at the bottom of the email, and I'll also send it to you in a text message. So
mm-hmm.
you can definitely, you know, reach out to me. I just don't know how much time you guys need. but it's available to you. And I can put the soft hold on it through the end of the day.
Okay, sure. Yeah, can you, you know, we'll give you a call back in maybe about an hour. Just give us some time to...
No, of course. And then just so you know, Christina and Khalid, so if you guys move forward today, I like to schedule the client interview as soon as possible. And just so you know, with the client interview, it takes about, we block out an hour. You'll speak with one of the technicians. And it can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends, maybe a little longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. Okay? The client interview, I like to schedule that as quickly as possible because the sooner we get you through that, the faster we're moving. Okay? So if we look at the calendar today, I have an appointment. As of right now, I have an appointment as late as 6 to 7. I mean, I have appointments 2 to 3, 1 to 2. So that's kind of like what the schedule looks like for today. If today doesn't work, then there's always tomorrow. But again, the quicker we get you through that, the better.
So you know what? I think we're both looking at each other, and I think we're both on board, right, Khalid?
Yeah.
So you know what? Let's go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll give it a shot. We'll, you know, in the third or fourth month, if we see that it's not working out, we can always cancel it. But
then we part as friends. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so I'm going to notate on here because I'm assuming both of you want to have access to make any changes to the account. In the event Khalid can't call, then Christina, I want to make sure it's notated that you can call in as well to make changes, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let's see. And then we're going to verify some information, okay? Just basic information. We want to make sure that you guys are listed correctly and accurately. So, let's see here. Let me do this. So I'm going to go here. All right. Who are we going to create the account under? Whose name? That'll be the primary.
Me. I'll be the primary.
Okay. And Khalid, you spell it K-A-H-L-E-D, correct?
Correct.
That's correct. Correct. It's Monday. I haven't drank enough coffee today. You know what? Let me tell you, I had a long weekend. There was a wedding and it was just like constant doing something. And yesterday was just like, I didn't get to breathe. I told my husband between grocery shopping, washing, cleaning the house, I'm like, do I get a break?
You had a hard one.
Yeah. I told him, I think I need a vacation. And he's like, you just had one. I'm like, it's never long enough though, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. And Khalid, your last name, is it the same?
Yeah.
I don't want to assume.
No, hers is Ramnarin. I'm Shafiq. I'm S-H-A-F as in Frank, E-E-K.
Okay. I just want to make sure I spelled it correctly. S as in Sam. H as in Henry, A as in Apple, and then you said F like Frank?
Mm-hmm.
And is it double E?
Yes, uh-huh.
And then K as in Kite, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And then now the best email, are we going to use Christina's email as the best email? This is where we'll send the receipt, any correspondence from us. This is where, if you're going to go with the website that we build, where we'll send the website, or what email do you want to use?
I'm going to put that under everything business related is going to go to the business business email. So put Arctic, A-R-C-T-I-C,
uh-huh,
dot C-H-I-L-L, chill,
uh-huh,
dot H-V-A-C solutions with an S at the end,
uh-huh,
at gmail.com.
So Arctic dot chill dot HVAC solutions with the S at the end at gmail.com, correct?
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the Arctic is A-R-C-T-I-C because some
got
people...
A-R-C-T-I-C. Some people spell it without, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and I'll resend those emails to your business email so this way you have it there as well. I know I sent it to Christina, but I still want to send it to you. your business emails. This way you kind of keep everything, you know, in the business as well. Okay.
Exactly. Business related stuff. All in one.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I used to have a catering business, I would do everything like that because even for my tax purposes, you know, I just wanted everything there. So I wasn't searching everywhere.
Exactly. You know where to find everything under one roof.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll resend both of those emails. Yeah, it's the best way to go. I mean, if I'm not doing it that way, then forget it. Then I'm not. And I mean, when my husband and I had our, and we had it as a side gig, but I mean, it just, and I wore all the hats, right? He would just tell me what event to show up at and what time and I'll be there. And I'm okay. I handled everything, but then, you know, he ended up getting sick, and so I was like, you know, the kids were still too young to start taking over the business, so I just said, you know, we're just going to let it go. I had to worry about his health more. Now,
I'm so sorry to hear you have to go through
that. Oh, he's good now. Now it's like, you know, now we're just enjoying life, right? But it was good when it lasted. Okay.
Time together is the main thing.
Exactly. 100% agree with you on that. Now, currently on your business profile page, it reads as Arctic Chill HVAC Solutions. That's exactly how it should read, correct?
Yes, that is the full name of the business. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Just want to confirm. Like I said, I'll just be kind of verifying stuff with you. Phone number that is currently listed is 347-854-5808. That's the number that should be listed. Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Now, I do see an address that is showing. It's 131 with a hyphen 14, 131st Street. And that's Queens, New York, 11420.
Yes, that's
my question is this. Is that the shop address or is that your home address?
That is my home address. I actually don't want that to show up.
And that's why I wanted to confirm with you because we're going to hide the address. We don't want your physical address showing. No one needs to know where you live at.
Exactly.
So we will hide that address.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. Okay. Now,
these are all changes you're going to make under my business, under my current
profile. Yes, correct. We're going to use your current business profile page because you've already done the first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we're going to make sure that the address is hidden. That is the page that we're going to optimize to the first page and we'll maintain it by your keywords and keyword phrases. Right, and because you already have Google reviews on there. We don't want to create you a new business profile page because that wouldn't make any sense. We want to use the one that you currently have. You got great reviews on there, and especially that's the one we want to use, okay? Yeah. There are some businesses that some of them have two of them because they created one, and then they were with the company previously that created them another one, which didn't make any sense because – you should just use the one that's currently created.
I think I want you guys to help me with is the website page. I do want the website to look a little bit different and more, you know, mobile friendly, so on and so forth.
Yeah. And we can definitely do that. Absolutely. That was going to be my next question. So you want us to create you a new one, right? And we'll just create it and put it in place of that one. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right.
But this doesn't have anything to do with my reviews and all of that. That's totally separate.
Yes, your reviews stay. We don't touch. Yeah, and just so you know, Khalid, let's say later on down the line, you guys decide you want to discontinue services, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing disappears. Any content that we created does not go away. The only thing is that your Facebook ads wouldn't be, of course, running anymore because we're not maintaining them. And eventually, you would fall off of the first page. In regards to the website, it could either go back to the website that you previously had, or if you want to keep the website that we created, we can continue to maintain it for you and host it. It would be $49 a month, okay?
Okay.
We would continue to maintain and host it, or if you wanted to just purchase the domain from us, it would be $99. Yeah, you could purchase the domain from us for $99, and then, of course, you would have to recreate the website and have someone host it, but that domain would be yours. Okay.
Let me tell you something. If I sign up with you guys and I see that it's doing what it needs to do and business is coming in and I'm getting returns, there's no reason for me to change anything because, listen, I don't got time to sit down and do all of this.
Exactly.
Thing, you know,
I hear you. You're like, I want to focus on my jobs. Like,
exactly.
And that's the whole point of this service is that we're providing it to you. You know,
exactly.
We want you to focus on your jobs, not have to worry about, I got to do this now and now I got to create this. And yeah,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do it all. Okay. Now, I do want to verify. Yeah, go ahead.
Question. In regards to like Instagram, do you guys do anything on Instagram too, or that's something?
Not yet. We haven't started doing anything yet with Instagram. I mean, it's still something that's in the works. If and when that happens, I mean, we would let you know, but as of right now, we're not doing anything with Instagram.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay. And then for Christina, what's her phone number? Because if she should call in to make a change to the account, they're going to verify her by her phone number. What's her number?
Yeah, her number is 646.
Uh-huh.
239.
Okay.
3107.
Okay.
Help her move the stool so she can wash her hands. She won't wash her hands.
Okay. And then for the billing, the card that you're using today, Khalid, is it in your name, Christina's name? Is it in the business name? What's
it is
the...
in the business.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it just the business name on the card, or is it both, yours and
I
the business?
My name is on there. Let me just verify.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah, my name and the business name is on it. So which is better?
Okay, so how does your name read? Is it just Khalid Shafiq? Is that how you pronounce it? Okay, there's no middle initial?
Nope.
And then how does a business name read on there?
Same thing, Arctic Chill Exact Solution. They couldn't fit the whole solution.
Okay. I figured they probably wouldn't have been able to. Okay.
Yeah. So it's Arctic Chill HVAC, and then they got S-O-L-U-T-I. It stopped up to there.
Okay. So it's Arctic Chill HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
And then Solutai is what they have. S-O-U-L.
Yep.
S-O-L-U-T-I. Okay.
Yep.
And then, is it the same billing address as your home address? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everything is going to be under that address, and we just need to keep that hidden.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I notated that. And they'll go over it with you, too, during your client interview that the address will be hidden. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. Okay.
Mhm. Okay, baby.
You're the little one. Poor baby.
Mm-hmm. She had to stay home from school because she has a very bad cough.
Oh no! I know it's going around right now. I had my granddaughter was home from
the
school
single.
Too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the card number when you're ready, Khalid?
4246.
4246. 3153.
3302.
1572. 1572. And when does it expire?
April 27.
Okay. And what's the CBB code on the back? 946. Okay. So before I process your payment, I am going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise, okay? What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. And as I mentioned, it's an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing with your invoice.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, just do me a favor and just stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? And then what I'll do is I will review it and I'll rephrase it. Okay.
Okay.
I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then as I'm reading it, I'll also mention in there, Christina's name, that she's authorized, and then you'll just confirm that yes, she can make changes as well. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Arctic Chill HVAC Solutions.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Khalid Speak. CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And Khalid, you also authorized your wife, Christina Ramarin, to make changes to the account if need be?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages,
yes,
and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And just be aware that once you start having more visibility online, you might get a company calling you, trying to sell you another service. I'm just letting you know that we would not call you for more money. Okay? They're not related to Local Splash. So you don't have to entertain the conversation. You could just tell them, I'm working with a company. Thank you. And that's it. Okay?
Yeah. Is Ad IQ one of those?
Yeah, they're one of our competitors, yeah.
They already started. They started about a
month. Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, I still like to explain it, is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. We're just saying that before you do, please give us a call and let us know so that way we can ensure that it's not already a service that we're providing you. We
mm-hmm.
don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your, excuse me, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is May 23rd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be June 23rd, 2022, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each 23rd of the month in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is 877-635-6225, and you'll press number 8. Okay? And that would be to cancel or to suspend your account. All we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not incurring any charges, okay? So, again, you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, just call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay?
Great.
All right. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So before I process your payment, I am going to send you two text messages right now to your phone. The first text message that I'm sending is going to be the number to our customer service. So again, anytime you have changes, updates, questions, concerns regarding your account, you will contact customer service. And then I'm also sending you a link to a YouTube video. It is about 6 minutes long. I recommend that both you and Christina watch the video because it's going to actually give you a demonstration. It's going to walk you through on how you track your results with our program. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me know once those text messages come through because I want to make sure that you received them.
Already here. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So then what I'll do now is I'll update the package and then I'll be processing the payment.
Okay.
Before I do that, let me make sure. What time do you guys want for your client interview? I have right now available 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have an appointment available, let's see, 4 to 5, I believe. Or wait a minute. No, 4 to 5 is not available. Stand by. 1 to 2 is good for you? Okay.
Yes.
Let me put you down right now for 1 to 2 before someone snags it from me because these book so fast. So let me do that, and then I'll process your payment. Once I process the payment, you guys will be receiving to your email as well as to your text messages a copy of your receipt. But let me get your calendar invite.
This client interview is, you know, questions that you're going to ask, so on and so forth.
Yes. So what they're basically – yeah, what they're basically going to be doing is they're going to re-verify the business information that you and I verified, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, you know, company name, phone number. They're basically, what they're doing is crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. They want to make sure that I put in everything correctly. They're going to talk to you at that time about the Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about the website. So they're going to go over a lot more in detail, your keyword phrases. So that's why I say it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay?
Got it.
Okay. So I'm sending over the email right now for your client interview. Now, the client interview, they're going to send you a friendly reminder and hour before your interview, just to remind you that it's upcoming, okay? They will call you from an 877 number. So make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? And they'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule. This is a super important appointment, so make sure that you keep the appointment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then let's see here. I'm going to just update the package and then process the payment. And then we're going to just go over some basic notes. It's just so the technician knows where to start from. And then we'll be all set. And I know you do installs, repairs, maintenance, and we're going to, is that for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Yeah, preferential. I like to work with residents more than commercial.
Okay, right.
I could both.
I think everybody does. A lot of times some of them say, you know, it's so funny, depending on the industry, some of them are like, I'd rather work with commercial. When you work with residents, you got the wife there hovering over you, watching everything you're doing, you know?
I think that only happens when you're not a person, but I'm a people person, so I got all the
right, exactly. Okay, so let's see here.
And then when people like to hover over, I like to give them things to do. So
yeah, you're like, here, you can help. So I'm putting HVAC, service, repairs, installs, service,
repair.
And then what else do you want me to notate on here that you want to be very specific about? And they'll, of course, go over more in detail with you, but I want to ensure that we're notating some of the most top ones.
I mean, mostly I like to work with installation of ductless split systems. Yeah, ductless split systems.
Okay.
And
Zeckla's Install Systems. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what else? What else? And, oh, PTAC units with the PTAC units.
PTAC units. Okay.
Yeah, PTAC unit repair.
Uh-huh.
We don't deal with any window AC. So
okay.
A lot of times, you know, so if there's something there that says we know we don't deal with, you know, window AC.
Okay, you want me to notate that?
Yeah, we do not work with window AC.
Okay.
Or you know what? You can leave it out. You can leave it out.
You
because,
sure?
Yeah,
okay.
You can leave it out because a lot of times, you know.
You can convert them.
They can call, and then, you know, you can convert them into a different state. Into,
exactly.
You know, I can upload
exactly.
them to a Duckless system. So, yeah, just leave that out. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, Khalid, your business Facebook page, do you want us to create it through your personal one or through Christina's?
My Facebook business.
Because we create it. Yeah, so when we create your business Facebook, right, it is created through your personal one. So this way you still have access to it.
Access to it. Yeah.
Yes.
I think you could do it under mine. Should be fine, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, mine's fine, yeah.
Are you just listed as Khalid Shafiq? I'm going to try to see if I can find the link.
Yeah, it should be on there.
Okay, let's take a look. And while I'm searching for it, if you take a look at either your email or your text messages, your receipt that you received, it'll say, "Dear Khalid Shafiq, thank you for choosing Local Splash." If you see it there, if you could open it up.
Yeah, I have a text message you just sent?
Yes, correct. So when you open it,
mm-hmm.
It'll say, "Dear Khalid Shafiq, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy
mm-hmm.
of your invoice is located below this email." And
yeah,
then it'll say, do you see where it says, "Please click here to accept your subscription terms"? Do you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, open the link.
Okay.
Have a breakdown.
Okay, perfect.
Google Ads.
Are you on? Absolutely. So that's like everything that we went over in the voice verification.
Mm-hmm.
If you scroll all the way down to the very bottom, right
mm-hmm.
before your signature, there's a little box to the left, and it'll say, I certify. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so you're going to click on that because you're saying that you are the person named on the card that you provided for the payment.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then where it's asking for your name, you're just going to type in your name exactly as it reads. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that because the next thing you should see is it's asking you for username and password.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I wanted you guys to see this. So as an FYI, always hold on to your receipts for your marketing because that's a write-off for your taxes, okay?
Yes.
I always like to remind everyone. I had a gentleman last month that I signed up, and he was not aware. And I'm like, yeah, any marketing you're doing is a write-off. He's like, I'm glad
it
you
is.
Told me that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so... Now, the username and password we don't have yet because, remember, they're going to be creating the customized tracking and reporting system. This is why I want you guys to watch the video because this is where you would log in. So
okay.
in 5 to 7 days, we'll send you another email with this link, a username and a password, and you guys can update it to a password of your choice. So this is where you
yeah.
go in to see your report. Okay.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Khalid, I'm trying to search. There's a couple of different Khalids that I'm coming across.
Oh, you don't know.
Do you have like a profile picture or?
I do. I have on like a olive green looking letter jacket with a black T-shirt on.
Okay.
And I have earrings on, and then what do you call that other big picture behind your profile picture? I forgot what you call that. Huh? The brick wall?
There's a brick wall?
Yeah, this is what you're talking about?
Oh.
What do you call this photo?
I know what you're talking about, like a background picture, right?
Yeah, it's like a background something. Yeah, you'll see like a musical instruments and a brick wall, a fireplace.
Okay. And it shows you in Queens?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it lives in New York, sorry. Yeah, it's in New York.
New York. Okay. I didn't realize Khalid's a popular name, huh?
It is. It became one. Because DJ Khalid is always shouting my name everywhere. So.
Right?
Kudos to that
guy. I was just going to say that. Okay.
Oh, this is what I could do. I could copy the link and send it to you.
Yeah, can you, yeah, copy the link and then just reply to the text message. That'll make it easier. Okay, perfect.
Click on it
now,
and you can open.
Awesome. And then you guys, you want to stick within 25 miles?
Yeah, I think that's good.
And you could change it at any time. You could always go up to, if you wanted, up to 50 miles. That would be the furthest, okay? If at any time you want to change it, just let us know. When it comes to your method of contact, do you prefer text messages, phone calls, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All three.
All three?
No, I don't really receive it. Yeah, phone and text is fine.
Phone and text? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not a requirement. I just always ask because I don't like to miss anything. Are you licensed and insured, not required in your area, or in the process?
Yes, I'm in the process of insurance.
Awesome.
Otherwise, yeah.
Okay. And then let's see here. What are your hours of operation?
I would say generally from like 7 a.m. to, I believe I have like 4 p.m.
Is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
No, I'm not putting Saturday because I have a young wife and I want to spend time with her.
I was just going to say, not a problem. And what forms of payments do you accept?
Credit, cash, checks. You know, card,
do you
checks,
do Zelle?
Yeah, I do Zelle. I do whatchamacallit.
Venmo?
Credit card payments.
Okay, so I have cash, check, credit cards.
Yeah, with my bank. Like they let
like a merchant?
Yeah, and I could take a payment
perfect
over the phone. Yeah, so.
Good, good. That's good.
So
what about Zelle? Do you want me to list that or no?
Yeah, Zelle is fine. You can put Zelle as a
okay. Okay,
Zelle
perfect
is very popular. So.
Yeah, it is. Now, as I'm looking here, let's see. You do have an option. It is at your discretion. If you want, we can add a tracking number. When you add a tracking number, there's also an app that comes with it where you can see your, through the app, you can mm-hmm receive your calls and text messages. You can see them. I got your Facebook. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. Good. So that is an option for you if you wanted us to put a tracking number. It's totally up to you, but it does come with a app for that. Did you want to add a tracking number or just keep it with your number the way it is? When you put the tracking number, it'll ring to your phone, but the tracking number also helps you prevent from getting spam, and we can block numbers from there.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Yeah, I think a tracking number might be good, yeah.
Okay.
Is that I have to download a separate app to deal with that?
Yes, yes, through the app store. So, okay, perfect. So I'll put on there. And then you have any, do you have any kind of pictures, you know, for the website that we'll be creating?
I
believe I saw pictures.
Yeah, I do have some that I could send
to you. Okay, perfect. And I see that you do have a business logo, right?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Well, this all looks good. So today they'll call you between 1 and 2 o'clock, and they're going to call you, remember, from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, and we'll send you the friendly reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up, okay?
So,
and then just to go over again with you on the timeline. So from your client interview, that's why I'm glad we're doing it today, We're putting in work. So within 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed within all the popular directories. Okay. We're
uh-huh
also going to send you your login credentials for your client dashboard. So you could start logging in. Okay. To see
yes
your results. Within uh-huh 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. And we're also going to have the website completed, and we'll send it to you to review to let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we publish it, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then typically, as I mentioned, what it does state in our terms and conditions,